1 Kings chapter 18, verses 1 and 2. Now these verses are very easy to read. Let me just read them to you. After a long time, in the third year, the word of the Lord came to Elijah. Go and present yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on the land. So Elijah went to present himself to Ahab. Now the famine was severe in Samaria, and so on. As I say, it's just a few words, nothing very difficult, quite simple to read, quite simple to understand. But what a world of meaning, what a depth of anxiety, what a test of faith is found in these words. After a long time doing what? A long time when, what was happening in that long time? The famine was severe in Samaria. Famine, drought, death, sorrow, all the anxiety and fear of that. We've heard of the potato famine in Ireland, the suffering, the death, the anxiety, the torment. Well, here it is in Samaria. After a long time, in the third year, the word of the Lord came to Elijah. And what a word it is. Go and present yourself to Ahab. What a command is this? Here is the command of God in this situation. Go back to Ahab. Now, Ahab is not a nice, cozy old chap sitting in an armchair. This man is a dictator. And with his wife Jezebel behind him, this man can do tremendous harm and hurt to Elijah. He regards him as an enemy. And Elijah, according to the word of God, has to go back and face, confront, challenge, meet, as I say, face to face with Ahab. The word of the Lord came to Elijah. There is the command of God. Go and present yourself to Ahab. And then we have the promise of God, the command of God and the promise of God. And I will send rain on the land. Well, those words are very short, very simple, very quick to read. But what a staggering promise after 3 years. After years of drought, I will send rain on the land. I will. The I wills of God. There's a hymn, I think it's by Joseph Irons, the shalls and wills of God. And here's one of them. I will. I will send rain. And of course, this is what Ahab has to hear. This is what Elijah has to believe. This is what Elijah has to preach. Here is the promise of God. Here is the command of God. And here is the promise of God. And then we have this tremendous statement. Elijah went to present himself. No. So Elijah went to present himself to Ahab. As a consequence of what? Of the command of God. As a consequence of the promise of God. Can you see what's being said here? It's for one thing for God to command. It's one thing for God to promise. But Elijah has to believe the command. He has to believe the promise. He has to obey the command. He has to trust the promise. And so he does. And it's said so simply. It's trust and obey again. He trusts the promise. He obeys the command. This comes over and over and over in Scripture. God commands. God promises. And we have to obey. Unbeliever, I am sorry for you that you're not a believer. I want you to be saved, but I want you to know this. You are under duty to believe. God commands you to repent and believe. I'm not going to play soft with you here. God commands you to repent and believe. It is your duty to believe his word. It is your duty to believe his promise. It is your duty to trust Christ, to turn from your sin. If you do not, you are guilty and add to your sin. You're a sinner already, but you will add to it. And you will come under the wrath of God even more. And this is the condemnation that you have not repented and believed. John 3:18 and verse 36 too. Yes, the unbeliever is under the command and promise of God. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There's the promise. Will you believe the promise? Will you obey the command? Will you trust the Christ? You see, that's the word I would bring to you from this passage. And as an unbeliever, oh, turn to Christ. It is your duty. It is your responsibility. And you will be saved. I will send rain. I will save you. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But it's a word also, brother and sister, to you and me. I don't know what God is saying to you, what he wants you to do, what he is commanding you to do. I don't know what particular promises he's making to you. Of course, I have them in the Bible, as you do. But individually, and with respect to our own personal life, whatever God says to us, may we do it. Mary said, whatever he says to you, do it. What a word to all Roman Catholics. At the wedding in Cana, whatever he says to you, that's her son, do it. Whatever Christ says, do it. Whatever God promises, believe. However unfavorable the circumstances, is there an Ahab in your life? Is there a famine in your life? Is there a drought in your life? Is there a place, Samaria, where you don't want to go, where it's not very pleasant? And yet God says, take my word there. Trust my promise there. Believe me there. Well, I see these lessons are very simple on the surface, but it's the doing of them, is it not? Oh, may God, brother and sister, give us grace to trust his promise. In the darkest famine, droughts, and the severest times, and may we hear his word and obey it. Whatever he says to us, may we do it. However foolish it may appear in the eyes of men, may we trust God in his word, obey him in his word, rely upon his promise, and live to see his glory through our lives and service and obedience. Go, I will. So Elijah did. God give us grace to follow that today and every day. Amen.